Good evening, ladies. I have to say that there's nothing that I love more than coffee and friends and dessert. So this is perfect. It's a really special time. I'm so excited to get to be sharing with you tonight. And this is something that God has put on my heart since Bethany asked me to speak about 2 months ago. So I'm really excited to get to share it with you. Thankfulness. The frozen earth, every particle of dirt packed tightly into formation, yields to the most delicate of blossoms. The bursting of shoot from seed, reaching, stretching, intent on breaching the soil in its pursuit of light. This picture of thankfulness, this receiving of all that is needed in pursuit of the greatest goal, the face of the Savior. This resilience to feed and gather strength from the very things that could stifle and smother. This determination to digest obstacles and translate them to fuel, refusing their power to block and bury. In light of thankfulness, the very things that could overwhelm and destroy become an invitation into the Savior's presence to experience his tenderness and provision. As the seed reaches and hungers for light and truth, nothing can sate the longing but a choice to receive the provision as beautiful and sufficient to fuel the journey. Beauty is a gift of refreshment, most often hard won, and thankfulness the fuel for the battle. Because sometimes beauty isn't beautiful, but cloaked in the ordinary and undesirable challenges of life. Illness, disease, hardship, or just plain normalcy. The hospital walls surround me, cold, sterile, mockingly bright. Machines beep, incessant, insistent, offending my longing for release. A constant alarm that something is not as it should be. Vitals, measured, monitored, manipulated, and the one I know, the one I love, I cannot reach. And this call to thankfulness when she is leaving me and I am bound to stay, to remain and to feel the pain and the loss. The seed of thankfulness. And the question burns, how? How to praise for suffering, disease, and destruction of the one that I love so dearly. The praise a vehicle that draws my heart to his feet and opens my soul to my need of him, even as he pulls me nearer. The seed of thankfulness, receiving the provision of hope, himself, in the midst of the heartbreak. Thanks, not in agreement that this is good or desirable or even okay, but thanks because there's more to the story, more than my eyes can see. And thankfulness declares again and again his victory, no matter how broken today feels. Thankfulness speaks truth where lies threaten. Thankfulness chooses his words over my own objections. Thankfulness declares a victory released through a story that God's Son has broken death and makes even dead things live. He has become the price that we cannot pay so that we can know and be known by God. Thankfulness declares that eternal separation is defeated and Christ sits victorious, that all pain, even this pain of death, is temporary. Thankfulness declares that beyond all hope, beyond all reason, beyond all possibility of circumstances working out, it is well with my soul because of what he has done and what he will do. Thankfulness, the process of making real through a choice to see, a choice to receive. The seed, drinking in the nutrients of the soil, undaunted by its weight and darkness. Choosing life, pressing forward, intent on the goal. A choice to experience again and again the reception of a gift. First a need acknowledged and faced, a suffering experienced, a lack considered. And in that place, a longing emerges to fill the void, a meeting place for need and needed. And the declaration, the giving voice to something that is already real, already known, translated into expression. This choice, a pathway to a new reality and experience, unattainable if not chosen. This seeing with eyes of thankfulness, a continual experience of that which is good and pleasurable, a relief of a need met rather than clinging to what should be. Thankfulness chooses to see the beautiful in real struggles of life, to pursue the hidden hope that every circumstance is an invitation to return to him and to declare his work. Any experience, every experience, transformed by what has been and what will be. This receiving requires surrender. The seed does not pick the soil, but chooses to receive the provision necessary for life, translating burdens into nourishment, and reaching forward through every situation towards the sun. Only in the sun is life a reality, and any reality apart from him is death. Thankfulness, this declaration of the source of life, this death to myself and my plans and dreams, this release of my clutch on control and the opening of my hands to his purpose. As I receive, I lay down demands and definitions of what good is allowed to be, and I declare him good. When I don't understand, he is good. When I can't see the way, he is trustworthy. Thankfulness is a choice to worship, a choice to declare God's goodness when the pain of this world threatens to drown and destroy, a choice to cling to his victory when all that I see is defeat. Thankfulness makes visible the inner worship of the soul and declares hope. This response, opening my heart to taste and see the goodness of the Lord, drawing near to him in all circumstances. My thanks declares his victory, his presence, and his peace, and makes it visible in a hurting world. The seed draws life from the soil, both the obstacle and the gift wrapped together. And my soul draws life from the challenge to give thanks. To open my mouth to declare the goodness of the Lord is to open my heart to his work, to make real the power of what he has done. The process of declaring requires a subjection of soul, a bending of the knee to his lordship, to his power and ways, which are not my ways. In the reception of his provision, my soul lives in the hope of his power and the joy of his faithfulness. The choice to be thankful, the choice to see him, is unbound by circumstances, unchanged by disappointments and tragedies, rather strengthened through the challenges, because they draw my heart to his truth, to his hope, to his peace, and to his overcoming power.